All right, let's start the show.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show on the internet for you by us. Bro Talk, always on the mark. It's your man, Jason. We're recording this live. It's not airing live. So I guess we're Bro Talk, what's it called? Parentheses live. Dex, how you doing, bro?
Dexter Stuckey here. Super excited to be here. Guys, yesterday was Jason's wedding anniversary. What's that, 3 years now?
3 years.
3 years since Jason made us go to California. I literally had no money. He made us come there, be in his wedding. So that means we have to fly overseas to go to his wedding and pay for our hotels. And he decided to go with the most expensive tux rental. Like, Jason's wedding might have cost him $50,000. Cost him $50,000, but it cost the rest of us $7,000 just to make it. Just wanted to put that out there. For those of you who have
rented, my tux rental was like $150 for the tux. That's nothing.
Yours probably was, but ours, on the other hand, was $300.
Because we had to ship them and fly them out and meet them over there and polish them up. And that woman who was barking orders at us.
Yep.
I'm still recovering from that wedding. How about that?
The wedding of a century, wasn't it?
Now, they did have a good wedding. I give them that.
Then they put on a good wedding.
They put on a show.
Exactly.
It was an event.
No Tyler God today. Bill, how are you, sir?
I am fine. As Dex just said, you celebrated 3 years, and my bank account also is still mourning the loss.
You guys are ridiculous. My wedding didn't cost nearly as much as Ty's wedding.
Well, guess what? We didn't have to fly overseas for his wedding. We were already here.
I did.
No.
Well, good. Wait until it's our turn, because you're coming to Germany for all of us.
I might have to send y'all a note.
Dex, you're getting married in Fiji. Anything that's going to inconvenience Jason is what's happening.
Well, like, legit, that's my plan. Like, I've said it before, all my friends who have gotten married and had these, like, had me spending money and doing all this stuff I don't want to do, I'm coming for y'all pockets when I get married. But I got to be careful, though, because a lot of my friends are starting to have kids now, and they're not going to have finances to do what I want to do.
Exactly. Are you inviting kids to the wedding?
No.
Come on. See, now what are we supposed to do? All right. Well,
I only better find a babysitter. Ain't nobody tell you I had no kids before I got married.
Ain't nobody got time for that. All right. Tonight's rundown. We got Kanye West, Jussie Smollett, Lizzo. Oh, gosh. Can't believe she made the news. And we're talking about Howard University in the racist segment, as well as Beyonce in the Jizz of Time. You guys ready to start the show?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
All right, Kanye West is in the news because William, want to tell him about what your friend did with Kanye?
So a friend of mine is
actually... you're a Kanye supporter because of this. Keep going.
You said what?
You're a Kanye supporter because of the story you're about to tell. So
I didn't say I'm... No, you can't lump me in because I supported a friend. A friend of mine is actually performing in Kanye West's Sunday services, and he performed with Kanye at Coachella for his past Sunday service.
Yeah, and he
I saw a guy, wait, is that like a free entry type of thing? Because I saw like people posting some guys from Cheney University who was there as well, like performing. Like can anybody do it? Free
entry. Apparently, it's supposed to be the best of Los Angeles has to offer on the gospel scene.
I think that part was a charity thing, Dex.
I got it.
Regardless, he held this event, like you said, at Coachella this past Sunday, on Easter Sunday. He held a Sunday service. 10,000 people, they say, showed up to the event, as you can see in some of the pictures that I sent you guys. It got to be a little ridiculous. It was on a hill, so they built a hill. And so people's viewpoints were pretty effed up. Like, if you're on the ground, you couldn't really see anything. There were no screens. There's nothing to amplify, you know, what these people are actually doing. So unless you're pretty close, you're not seeing anything. You're just, I guess, hearing the choir sing. So another thing that happened, though, at this Coachella event is that Kanye got criticized for selling merchandise branded with the Sunday service feel. So he called it church clothes, and he had a tent of it. And inside of that tent, He was selling socks for $50, t-shirts for $70, and sweatshirts for $225. This infuriated a lot of people. Kanye selling 225 Holy Spirit sweatshirt on Easter is no different than Trump selling MAGA hats on the 4th of July. There's nothing these two con men will not sell, peddle, or promote for their own self-interest because they know better than anyone there's a sucker born every minute. Natasha Rothwell, who is a actress on HBO's Insecure, said, yeah, no, I refuse to support a man who probably supports a racist, homophobic, xenophobic, transphobic, Islamophobic, anti-Semitic president whose policies endanger the very people who subsidize his career just because he's selling redemption dressed up in church clothes. Get the F out of here. Guys, how did you feel about Kanye's performance return to the public's eye and his Coachella event that he had this past weekend? Did you like the clothes? Did you hate it? How'd you feel about the whole situation, Bill?
So for me, actually, I'm actually not a fan of Kanye's quote unquote Sunday service. And the reason I'm not is because it feels just a little blasphemous.
Exactly. Like, I feel the same way.
You are not God. You don't deserve worship. Like it, for me, this is just for me. It feels blasphemous. And people are like going up and they're ready to like sign him to their praise and worship teams. Like, stop it. I did watch though, because a friend of mine, an actual like personal friend of mine, is singing, is a part of this. And I spoke with him about it.
But they have an NDA, right? They can't speak about it.
Okay.
Oh, did he break it? What's his name?
Will, you were saying you spoke with him about it and what?
Are we live?
No, he spoke about it.
I did speak with him about it. And for him, it's kind of like, this is a gig. Like, I'm working. And I'm like,
but people are getting paid for this. So it's not like free fan labor.
Right.
Wait, all those people are getting paid?
I don't know if all them people are getting paid. He had a microphone and a headset. He getting paid.
Okay, Dex, are you uncomfortable with Kanye doing this on Easter? Or did you think it was a cool idea?
No, I thought it was cool. I like the Sunday Super Soul concert series. I don't watch them, but like from the only time I've ever heard them really. I'm sorry.
You called it the Super Soul concert series.
What y'all call it?
Sunday service.
What y'all call it?
Well, that thing, I like it. The only time I really heard it, like, I'll hear some clips on like the internet, and then like when we played it here on Bro Talk Live, I heard it, and like, I mean, he was remixing like old songs that I do like, and I don't know, with like a harmonious tune behind it. Harmonious, did I say that right?
Yeah,
whatever.
Mm-hmm. It was close.
Yeah, like, you know, like it was good, and I liked the soul behind it. I think he did a good job with it. And as far as selling merchandise, I mean, anytime somebody goes out and perform, they sell like merchandise and stuff. Like, that's just the way the world works now.
I mean, but the merchandise said Holy Spirit, and he was selling it for $225. Like,
yeah, and H&M will sell you a shirt with a skull hanging off a cross. Like, it is what it is at this point. You don't have to buy it.
Got a point. Do we hold Kanye to a different standard, Bill? Like, he's a musician that he's called himself Yeezus before. He's kind of been semi-blasphemous for the last few years now. Does it get to a point where it's like enough is enough? And I thought we canceled him.
Here's the thing. For me, I don't. So I look at this whenever I deal with music and people in music, I have to, for me, and this is, again, I'm speaking for me. Music is the only thing that we have in the earth that was not created on the earth. So music is such a powerful tool, and like you have to examine that. So I'm not like shocked that this is what he's doing. I'm not like flabbergasted that this is how he's behaving, or like this is like that doesn't surprise me because I know what music is. So
moving on, Jussie Smollett. This is someone we've covered extensively this year. Is he still in the running for Stunt King of the Year? I feel like he's been vindicated.
Absolutely. I think he won it already.
How did he win it? He's been vindicated.
I don't know. Him or Kodak Black, one of them is trying to win it.
Clearly.
Jussie Smollett's brother JoJo wrote a editorial for BET.com, and it was called "What If Jussie Is Telling the Truth?" He went on to say that basically Jussie is experiencing a lot of issues as far as like PTSD, and he's been seen violently awakening from night terrors following the assault. He says some of his siblings, as well as Jussie's partner and closest friends, have seen similar things. He said, quote, "While very few people are courageous enough to swim upstream and resist the popular conformity of the day, I still can't believe how many people fail to ask the question, what if Jesse is telling the truth?" I mean, I said it, you know, I was just saying. Jesse Smollett's lawyer went on the Today Show, and this is what she had to say about the condition that Jesse is in and whether or not he feels like he wants to move forward with prosecuting the people who did this to him.
He did tell police that he, from what he saw, he thought it was pale skin or white or pale skin was, I think, what he said. And that was what he, and that's why he initially did have a hard time.
Why did he say that? He could have said, I don't know.
He could have, but this, again, he's being truthful.
But if it's the Osindairo brothers, what are the chances that that's the case, that he saw somebody with light skin?
Well, you know, I mean, I think there's, obviously you can disguise that. You could put makeup on. There is actually, interestingly enough, a video. You know, I think police did minimal investigation in this case. It took me all of 5 minutes to Google. You know, I was looking up the brothers, and one of the first videos that showed up actually was one of the brothers in white face doing a Joker monologue with white makeup on. And so it's not implausible. People say this as if this is a regular interaction. I mean, if you're walking in the street and somebody screams, you turn around and before you can even process what they look like, you've been punched in the face. And now next thing you're on the floor and you're being kicked. I mean, this is not a regular, this is a very brief interaction, you know, all of 30 to 45 seconds with your head being thrown around by punches.
If he is a victim of a crime, as he contends, will he urge prosecutors to bring charges against the Osindairo brothers, and will he be willing to testify?
You know, I think in light of what he's been through the last 2 months, he really just, you know, he's told me numerous times, I don't even care about what happened. I just want to move on. I mean, what's happened after the fact?
That makes sense, though. This is a terrible attack.
What that attack was pales in comparison to the attack on him by the mayor, by the CPD, by the press, by the public.
He would be vindicated if these two were exposed as liars in a court of law, would he not?
We would want that. But what he's been through after the fact has really been a much harsher attack than what he endured that night. This wasn't a very brutal attack. Obviously, it was frightening, and it's something he did not deserve. But they didn't beat him so badly that, you know, he at this point, again, has been victimized much more by what's happened afterwards than what happened that night.
So that's what she, the lawyer for Jesse Smollett, had to say. The Osindairo brothers, who are the brothers who are accused of staging this attack with Jesse Smollett, they decided to sue Jesse Smollett's legal team because of these assertions that they were wearing white face and stuff like that, saying these lies are destroying our character and our reputation and our personal and professional lives. Just a note, the lawyer also said that the two were running an illegal steroids ring. So that's another reason. That's a part of this lawsuit as well. They said, those who know us personally know that we don't have hate for anyone. That's not who we are. Any comments on this, guys, on these developments? Still much of the same? You still believe that Jesse made this up? Or, I mean, the lawyer makes a point. You can't really see someone when they just sneak you like that. You can't really tell who it is.
And they said we are Nigerian. Don't you dare mistake us for no white man. We're going to sue you for that. And that is a lawsuit that I'm here for. I'm good with that.
I'm kind of impressed that, you know, it's something that everyone is still sticking to their stories. Like, it says something to me that Jesse is not letting go. Like, he's not sitting here and admitting that he made anything up, because I still believe him. Bill, are you changing your tune yet? Did we lose Bill?
Or maybe he's done with Jesse. It's for me, like, the part about Jesse that I do believe is that he is, like, suffering some form of PTSD, but I don't necessarily think it's from the attack that I don't think happened. I think it's more so from, like, the circus that came after it, because it just seemed like after the attack happened, like, Jesse Smollett's name just, like, blew up, and then it, like, went down, and it went down really badly.
Yeah, I mean, it went down really badly, and, I mean, the way the prosecutors handled this, I'm not saying that, you know, saying she should have convicted him, but the way she's handled it in such a sneaky way has kind of undermined everything. Like, now she's under investigation, and it looks like people are investigating her for her role in this whole Jesse Smollett thing. It's kind of crazy. So that is the Jesse Smollett update. Lizzo, Bill, sorry, Dex, do you know who Lizzo is? You remember?
Do I remember? She was Bro Talk Live's On the Verge artist, which, by the way, you can under famous, I should say. And you can check that out every Monday on the Bro Talk Live Instagram page when we do our Music Mondays. She was one of the, I think she was the first artist featured on there. And she is the song Ain't My Fault, or it's called like Blame It, right?
Well, It Ain't My Fault. It's called called Juice.
That's Juice, and it is amazing. I put that song on repeat. Like that, it's an amazing song. However, and I don't know what this story is, but she's been out here doing way too much since that.
Since
we put her at Under Famous.
So her her album came out this past Friday, and it's called 'Cause I Love You, and it's a really good album. I listened to it on Friday. It's a pretty good album. Very uplifting, very empowering. So Metacritic, they aggregate all of the reviews that you get online and kind of give you a score. So it's the average of all your scores. So currently her Metacritic rating is 83, which is really good. Universal acclaim for her first album. That's excellent. Pitchfork, though, decided to release their review and gave the album a 6.5. That kind of pissed Lizzo off, and she went off on Twitter saying, people who review albums and don't make music themselves should be unemployed. That set off a firestorm of people, because people were noting, as is true, a lot of people gave the album fine reviews. Like The Telegraph gave it at 100%, Clash Music 90%, The Independent 80%, Slant Magazine 80%. It's gotten a lot of good reviews, and it's just crazy that she decided to focus on that one review and saying that people who review albums and don't make music themselves should be unemployed. So after she received all of this feedback about what a bad take that was to put out on the internet, just because she got one not even bad review but one okay review, she decided to retweet what she originally posted this morning and said the following: "This is an invitation to all music journalists to kick it in the studio with me for my next album. I'd like to understand your world as much as you can understand mine. Going to take my temper off the internet." Guys, how do you feel about Lizzo and her explanation? She never really apologized for what she said. How do you feel about her viewpoints, and people can't really judge her unless they do what she does?
I disagree with that, but I kind of understand where she's coming from. Like, I do look at it like when, I do podcasts. So, like, when Jason, somebody like you gives me feedback on the podcast, it's like, okay, like, I get that. I understand that. But then when there are some people who don't, and I know that you have to do a podcast to really understand it, but people who listen, and some people don't listen to podcasts, they don't do podcasts, but they have opinions on it. And I'm like, I don't know how much stock I'm going to give your opinion on this. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't something that you're invested in. So, like, I do feel that way, but I look at it like criticism is good. So if this person who isn't like doing the same thing or can do the same thing you do, the fact that they're giving you a review that's unfavorable, that's kind of one of those things that you can look at and you can be like, you know what? This is a different perspective. Let me fix X, Y, Z.
All right. Bill, are you there? Okay. Amen.
Yeah. For me, don't be nasty. For me, I live by the one of the things I live by is like, you don't need to necessarily take constructive criticism from people who haven't constructed anything. But in this industry, like,
that
in
nasty, this, that's a nasty old word. Where'd you get that one from? Your grandmother?
You know I did. But even still, like, if there's a review, first of all, you signed up for this. Like, I hate when people start going off. This is what you signed up to do. So shut up and do what you signed up to do. Like, you signed up to make music for people, knowing full well that everybody's not going to like your music. I cannot imagine you sitting back like, oh, everybody's just going to love this and it's going to be amazing for every single person. No, it's not. Somebody's not going to like it. And even if they don't like it, I mean, you take it with a grain of salt and you keep doing what you're doing, because if more people are liking it than not liking it, then you are doing something right. Just keep doing it. I mean, I would never, like, if somebody says to me, oh, I didn't like, okay, that's nice. I said what I said. I'm doing what I'm doing. And you'll do what you can do about it.
Which is nothing.
And nothing. You'll sit back and listen and review.
Do you like that she invited everybody into her next album creating process? Do you think she's actually going to uphold that
album? I don't, because, like, why are you giving it that much credence? Like, that bothered you that badly? Girl, like, what?
She did get a lot of people. I mean, it's the first time really offending people. And it's crazy because her album was really good, and now people are focusing on her comments more.
That's her fault,
more so than the album.
Right.
And it sucks. All right, time to play a little game called Racist. We're going to ask you if these two topics are racist, and you'll tell me yes or no. First up, we have an ad from Ancestry.com. And the ancestry ad, basically what happens is that you have a black man and a white woman who look like they are running away from impending danger.
Mm. Abigail, we can escape to the north. There's a place we can be together across the border. Will you leave with me?
So that was the ad. It's a white man telling a black man that if you want to leave with me, there's a place across the border that we can go. People were outraged after they saw this whitewashing of slavery. Bishop Talbert Swan said, "What the hell is this ancestry? Why do white people insist on romanticizing my black female ancestors' experiences with white men during slavery? They were raped, abused, treated like animals, beaten, and murdered by white men. Stop with the revisions." Ancestry heard a lot of these types of comments, so they released the following statement. Ancestry is committed to telling important stories from history. This ad was intended to represent one of those stories. We very much appreciate the feedback we have received and apologize for any offense the ad may have caused. We are in the process of pulling the ad from television and have removed it from YouTube. Is that enough? Should Ancestry have to pay more, or do you feel like this is an appropriate response?
What else y'all want? What else? What else? What else could I possibly do? What else?
First of all,
I mean, you could hire people who don't let them make this mistake in the first place.
First of all, wait.
Real quick, it's ancestry.com. Like, their job literally is to show people what slave lineage they came from. Do you really think hiring black people on their team is really going to do much? It's not.
Or do you think that hiring black people on a team, they are literally, like, here's what ancestry.com is for me. It's saying, hey, we stole you from a country. Pay me $70 and I'll tell you where we stole you from. Like, are you kidding me? Number one, that's a joke in and of itself.
Will is on a meme roll today.
I've had enough of the foolishness. And Bishop Talbert Swan is one of my favorite people on Twitter. Number one, because he is one of our Kojic bishops, the Nova Scotia jurisdiction. Because he calls it like, how are you trivializing slavery? And you knew all they were going to do was put out that little piece of apology, and they're going to keep on moving, swabbing up these mouths, collecting people's DNA, and pretending they know where they stole people from.
Well, what Ancestry said originally was that this ad was originally intended for their Canadian market, because it was talking about how a lot of African American slaves migrated to Canada to avoid persecution and not just the northern states.
Okay. So. You could have kept that though.
Could have kept it.
But yeah, this ended up showing up in Utah, and that's how everyone found it. So there we go. Howard University is in the news because people have decided they want to walk their dogs on the campus, and these people do not attend Howard University.
The university is silent so far about its official stance, but students have plenty to say, accusing neighboring residents of using the yard, which is the heartbeat of Howard University's campus, as an outdoor gym or place to walk their dog.
The yard is for the students, and although everyone loves pets, I feel like it's disrespectful to have the pets just running around, especially when there are several parks around here. If they come on the yard and they're just walking through, I don't necessarily have a problem with that, but I still feel like there are other ways to get around D.C. without having to cut through a college campus.
They're in part of D.C., so they have to work within D.C. If they don't want to be within D.C., then move the campus.
I think we should need to work together, and I don't think it should be a he or there. It's our community, and that's how it should be.
Again, Howard.
So yeah, that was the clip. People were outraged when they heard that one. I am GM Johnson. The students of Howard University should use the gentrifier's yard as a toilet or for step practice or whatever, since y'all think a campus has been here for 150 years is the issue. White privilege will have you thinking your opinion matters. Hey, Justin Tinley said, "Move Howard, one of the most storied campuses in the world. Yes, I went to Hampton, but this is a far deeper than a rivalry. Should be moved so you can walk your dog. This is why the concept of gentrification is loathed so much." The Howard University president released a statement this afternoon, summarizing, basically saying, "Thank you for your emails and expressive thoughts surrounding this matter. I will always work in the best interest of the Howard University community," but basically saying that we appreciate you guys respecting the campus and not walking your dogs here. Guys, how do you feel about the Howard University issue? Do you feel like it was overblown, or do you feel like, look, these white people are overstepping their boundaries?
So honestly, I feel like they're overstepping their boundaries, but that's what you expect from white people.
I mean, like, but does it come to a point where this is like the neighborhood?
What do you mean,
like,
what? These are people marched into the damn country and stole the country, and then was like, "Oh, India."
I think that's an unfair take, though, because, like, I don't think that they I didn't like what was said either, but I don't think this needs to be a black white thing. Yes, there were only like white people shown in the video clip. However, like, if the students are saying that this is an issue, they're probably not just saying it an issue because white people are doing it. They're probably saying it's an issue because it's been done, period. Like, within the community, there's probably black people doing it too, working out there, walking their dogs there as well. So I don't think this should be a black and white thing. I just think it should be a respect thing, and the school should be respected, and you shouldn't walk your dog and let your dog do whatever on a college campus. Like, it's not a park, and there's plenty of parks that you can find. If you can't find a park, find a sidewalk.
Very well said. All right, time for Q&A. Bill, this is your segment.
It is time for Q&A. You send us your life problems, and we attempt to fix them. Sometimes your lives are a little too difficult, but we will always try. That's our pledge to you. So we have four questions tonight. Question number one is, that's my girlfriend, not my mom. Oh, yeah. Question number two, eighth graders learn about STDs. Question number three, getting paid from moms. Question four, my kid is a liar. That normal? The answer to question number four is yes, all kids lie. So what are we doing tonight, guys?
What's the answer to number four? What's the answer?
The answer to your question is yes, he lying, beat his behind. Move on. He trying to outslick a can of oil. Don't you lie? Didn't you tell him to tell somebody you wasn't home when they called on the phone? Okay.
Who was that calling?
He just learned from what you do.
Who was that calling? The bill collector?
Bill collector, grandma, auntie, somebody. Oh, tell him I'm sleeping. Tell him I'm not home. They learning from what you do. All kids lie. What's next?
I think we should do number one.
We're going to get that one right in the bud.
I think we should do number one.
All right, number one. I ran into a friend at a street fair. I greeted him, then turned to the woman he was with and said, "You must be his mother." She replied, "Oh no, we've met before. I must look terrible. It was his wife. If only the ground could have swallowed me whole." I was filled with remorse. I called my friend that night to apologize. He told me about his wife's surgery and chemotherapy. We are still friendly, but he is cooler to me now. Is there anything more I can do?
Yeah, but he is cooler to you, but you ain't cool to him. Golly.
I don't understand why people get hung up on stuff like this. Like, if I made that mistake of doing that, I'd just be like, "I'm sorry, like, my bad." And that's it. Like, what are we getting upset about this for?
People be so offended.
I mean, not that they're upset, but the fact that what you said is really offensive, especially if someone is going through chemotherapy. Like, he didn't intend to be that rude, but it's come off like completely as an asshole.
Right. Like, I didn't mean to do it, and there's a reason behind it. Now I know the reason. I apologize for it. I know I was wrong. I apologized.
Yeah, but
it's not intentional.
Yeah, but would you forget that if someone did that to you?
If someone came up to me and I was with my wife and she looked older and they said, "Oh, this must be your mom," I'd be like, "No, this is my wife."
And you wouldn't think about it anymore? You would feel you'd be fine about it?
No, it's not. If it's a person, like, say it's you and you know me or whatever, and it's like you said something like that, then I'd be like, "Oh, you're trying to be shady. Like, that's not cool." But if it's somebody that I probably don't see that much, and they probably they're obviously not on a first name basis with my wife, it's kind of like, okay, like, whatever. You just didn't know who it was.
Hey, I mean, that's big of you. Bill, would you be offended?
This is not something that really bothers me. Like, I go places, and this is no lie, I go places with my mom all the time. People are like, "Oh, your wife's so pretty." I'm just like,
"Wife, girl."
That's because you look old.
No lie. Matter of fact, So me and my mom, I went with my mom one time. This was a while ago. We went to a flea market in Jersey. And the guy is like hollering out trying to sell the shea butter. He's like, yo, you can rub your wife down and slap it up and flip over. And I'm just like, bro, this is my mom. He's like, oh, my bad, my bad.
Like, okay. He said, well, if you into that, you can rub her down too.
If we live on the old town road. That's like, it's not offensive. If I don't know, if somebody doesn't know, then they don't know. Educate them and move on. No, stop being so shallow.
I would be offended. Y'all kiss my.
Stay mad and stay ugly.
Well, get you a younger wife then. A younger looking wife then. Like, what? Well, do you
she's
want?
Only looking old because she's going through surgery and chemotherapy. Come on, guys. Jesus.
Right, so, like, what do you want to do? It's up to you now. It's either don't take her out in public or don't get mad when people say she's old. Exactly. What do you want to do?
You got the choice. So, for this, what are we recommending? The guy, he just leaves it alone and goes about his life?
Stay mad.
I will leave it alone. You already apologized.
Ain't more you can do. Ain't no more you can do.
But don't make that mistake again.
Don't. And don't.
And don't. All right, let's keep it on the mom train. Let's do question three. Getting paid for moms.
Oh, boy. Ahem. I'm 24 and live on my own. Money. I have generous, loving parents. Yo, I need to stop. Anytime people start qualifying stuff, you know it's about to be something crazy. Loving parents. They paid for college, still pay my car insurance and phone bill, and every so often will buy me groceries. My folks are not rich, but... could have fooled me.
Right.
But they would rather see my brothers and me benefit from the money they have than spend it on themselves. Love. Last September, my car was totaled when someone slammed into it while it was parked on the street. I bought a new car, which cost $14,000. I used $8,000 of my own money, $4,000 from a bank account that my parents started for me after I was born. Birthday money, baptism money, etc. Baptism money.
And this other guy was $4,000 out of there? Jeez, they ain't rich.
And $2,000 out of their pocket as a gift.
Back to being rich.
This summer, I'm planning to move to New York City. I won't need my car, and my mom will soon be in need of a new car. She loves my car. And I was thinking of leasing it to her for $100 a month or asking them to contribute to my MetroCard balance while she drives my car. Is this selfish considering they've been so generous to me my whole life? Should I sell her my car at a discount? Should I just give it to her? I'm trying to be morally and financially responsible. You are an ungrateful little...
Grateful.
I almost said it.
Well, I feel like at least asking them to contribute to the Metro car while she drives your car, I feel like that's reasonable, no?
No. Stop it. Get your life together. You have been dependent on your parents your whole life. Cut the strings. Here's what needs to happen. If you want to sell your mother the car, sell it to her for $1 so she don't have to pay a whole bunch of taxes on a daggone car as a gift. She paid for the car anyway.
No, she only paid $2,000.
Paid for it. And she paying car insurance. She paid for the car. That's her car. If she ain't had no car insurance, you wouldn't be able to drive it. Give your mother the car. She done gave you everything you got.
Dex, I feel like charging someone $100 isn't a lot of money.
Yeah, but it's different. Like, it's funny because, like, I feel like when you buy something for someone or you take care of somebody, you hold somebody down or whatever, and then like they come up and you need something or want something from them, like for me personally, there's no charge to this. Like, here, like, I'm giving you this. Like, I know, I see that you're in need. You've helped me so much when I was in need. This is yours. Like, no questions asked. Like, here, just take it.
Like, you, they paid for college. They are still paying your phone, your car insurance and your phone bill. And they buying you groceries.
Every so often.
And they buying you groceries. You're a little hungry behind. Don't nobody owe you nothing. That's your problem. They've been doing so much, you think they owe you. They don't owe you nothing.
Well, I guess she doesn't want to come out behind.
Sell it for $1 so she don't have to pay. If you really want to do something, sell it for $1 so she ain't got to pay the taxes as a gift tax.
But also just to add, though, if you do this, see, this is one of those things like one of my siblings will write this in. I wouldn't write this in. Because if it was me, like I said, here, my parents, you guys just have it. You take it.
Right.
My siblings will do this, though. They would do this thing where, like, well, y'all got to pay me for this, that, and the third. Uh-huh. Then my parents pay them for it. But guess what? you're going to need them before they need you. Mm-hmm. So the next time you need them, they're going to be like, oh, remember that time you made me pay for that car? Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Don't get yourself caught up in that. Just let them have it, and then you keep reaping the benefits. Trust me, I know.
You've been there?
I've been there.
All right, those were questions. You want to tell them where they go? Where they can go, Bill?
Let me tell you something. If you're being angry like this, don't go. But if you have a brother or a sister or a cousin that may have just gotten out of prison and wanted to poison everybody's lemonade, please go to www.brotalk.com/questions.
Brotalklive.com.
And we will be happy. I'm sorry, what?
Brotalklive.com.
Didn't I say that?
I said brotalk.com.
Ooh. www.brotalklive.com/questions. And we will be happy to fix your life.
www.
W, like the 43rd president.
D-U-B-Y-A. W.
D-U-B-Y-A. www.
Time for just a time. Just a time, just a time. Ow. You like that?
I did like that one.
It's kind of nasty. Beyonce, if you haven't heard, released a Netflix special called Homecoming. It was wonderful. She has two more in the work because apparently she released she signed a 3-project, $60 million Netflix deal. So she's getting $20 million for 3 projects, $20 million apiece, I should say, for 3 projects. So she is rolling in the dough. So what we're going to do today is we're going to wager Beyonce $60 million. So we all get $60 million, and I want you guys to bet it all on these next 3 stories. So you tell me how much you're willing to wager on each of these stories, okay?
0.
All right. 0. Cardi B. So she, you remember she fought that girl in the Nicki Minaj case, and then Then she went to the bar later and beat somebody else up, apparently.
The strippers or something like that? The strippers got beat up.
Yeah.
She had like those innocent strippers. Yeah, I remember.
Apparently, she went to court today and she had the opportunity to do a plea deal. Where she would get out of this, basically. She was charged with multiple counts of assault and reckless endangerment, and she rejected a plea deal today that would have kept her out of jail. The plea deal would have allowed her to plead guilty to 1 misdemeanor count and be released under certain conditions instead of serving time in jail. But instead, Cardi decided not to do that, and she's going to go to trial because she feels like she was not guilty. If she is proven guilty,
ghetto people always want to go to trial when they're gonna lose.
If she is ruled guilty, then she will have to serve about 1 year in prison. Do you think Cardi B is going to jail? What are you willing to wager Cardi B is going to jail?
Last time I said somebody was going to jail, I was wrong.
Right.
So I'm gonna say she's not gonna go to jail. So money wise, $10,000. Or I guess I have to do 20.
We have to start with at least $10 million.
$10 million?
Yeah, we wager in all the.
Hold up, government. How you gonna make us spend our $60 million?
look, the government's making us pay Social Security. We ain't getting it back. So that's what the government does. Okay, so we're gonna.
I don't think she's gonna go. So I'll just go with 2.
$10 million. Okay, $10 million for Dex.
I said 2, but okay.
The lowest amount you can bet is $10 million.
Fine, like I'll do 2. Let's do $10 million.
Bill, what are you? Cardi B going to jail?
I'm with Dex because I thought the one with the rainbow hair was going to jail. Homeboy,
no, not him. He is in jail. You mean Jesse?
Oh, please! I just knew he was locked up. I knew it.
That's what we said. We thought Jesse was going. Tekashi 6ix9ine. Yeah,
Tekashi is in jail.
I thought he got out.
No, he ain't got
out. We was right about what he was. He's been telling on everybody, so he's trying to get out.
So you betting $10 million? So you don't think she's going to jail?
I think she may go to jail.
What?
Because here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to start with this strip club, and they're going to bring out that video of her drugging and robbing and stealing up stuff to prove a pattern. So she's going to jail.
That's all going to be around. They're going to bring up the drugs.
And then they'll see she got that Grammy. They're going to be trying to prove a point.
She's nominated for what, 2022-21 Billboard Music Awards next week in Las Vegas?
Lock her up.
Dave East, who is a rapper from New York, if you don't know who that is, he has a problem with that Old Town Road song. This is his opinion on the song.
Fucking Old Town Road shit is fucking whack. I don't know what the fuck is going on with hip hop, with rap, but I ain't no hater, man. That shit is whack with a cape on it. It's super whack.
What was that line?
Listen, he said on that line hard too, didn't he?
He said on what?
Like he was waiting to use it with a cape on it. No man,
with a cape on it. he felt like he was just sitting on that.
Yo, you
know like that line was so lame.
It was one of the lines that his friends was like, "Bro, do it in a video, bro."
He thought there was gonna be like a thing that we like. Continue saying to we're not saying that.
He
thought he's making some new slang.
He can't make that threat. Not happening.
But I don't disagree with him though. Like, I mean, like I work in radio, so I listen to like top 40 radio a lot. And like that song has creeped its way into top 40
radio. It's number one. It's the number one song in the country. And this is what Lil Nas X had to say about what Dave East said.
How do you feel about Dave East calling the song whack?
I honestly, like, I've got this question so many. It's like, I have the number one song in the country. I do not give a f*** about what Dave East is saying.
I said what I said.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's the perfect response?
I said what Beyonce say, the best revenge is your pay.
I think, for me personally, though, I would have been offended by getting that question. Like, you have me here. Like, why are you asking me about somebody that's this is the back to the Lizzo thing. Like, if you have a person there and you could talk to them about their project, their past, their present, their future, I think it's a privilege to get an interview with a person. So you have that and you would sit and you would ask them about somebody disagreeing with their craft. Like, that's not cool.
Right, so the wager is Dave East will have a song in the top 40 in 2019.
I'm sorry, Dave East will have what?
A song in the top 40 in 2019.
Does he have a song that I don't even know what he does?
I'm gonna say 60 million.
You're gonna bet 60 million that he will have a song in the top 40?
In the next 2018, how long?
He got the rest of the year.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm gonna bet 70 million that he doesn't.
You can't bet negative that he doesn't. So it's either 10 million or Dex, you're betting the full Monty. You're cashing out.
Yep. Oh, wait. Then I won't have nothing for
the other ones, right? Yeah, so you bet 50. You want to bet 50? Or 40. 40. Yeah, 40. He's got 10 million left over. Yeah. All right. Bill, you betting another 10? You don't think he's going to have a top 40 song?
I'm going to bet another 45.
You think he's going to have a top 40 song?
No.
Okay, well, the statement is Dave East will have a song in the top 40. So you're betting how much?
Absolutely not. My bet is against that.
So 10 million.
I don't think he'll have another song in 2019.
All right. So, Bill, you have a remaining 40 million left to bet on this last one. And Dex, you have 10 million. So here we go. Russell Wilson got paid. He is now the highest paid player in the NFL. And this is what he said shortly after getting that contract. Check out his new voice.
Hey, Seattle. We got a deal.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Good night.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
Finally, we can go to sleep.
So they said that from the bed, Russell and Sierra. Then later, there was a video out of Russell getting his cornrows done by Sierra. And this is how he sounds once again.
When you're on Easter weekend, your wife is over here braiding your hair. That's what goes on with you. What's going on?
Come to my hair shop on Easter
Sunday. CC hair shop.
Hey, baby, can't be turning your
head. Oh, I'm sorry.
Like,
I ain't used to this.
All over the place now.
Let's get it.
Oh, my God.
So the Russell that we used to know is the Russell that would be super corny and listening to country music. Do you think we're going to get a new Russell now that he's got paid? Will he change now that the bag has changed?
That was Andrew Carwell.
Yes, it was. That was Andrew Caldwell. But,
wow. I want you to know that Russell Wilson is still corny. And so is Sierra. Like, that was clearly scripted, all of it. That was like Pocahontas doing that ad from her house. No, nobody's buying it.
You think you're going to see a different Russell going forward? A new black Russell?
If he sounded like that, absolutely. A whole different one.
Here's
tipping and dipping with that.
Here's why Russell Wilson sounds the way he sounds. Not because he got this $140 million. Because he gave that little interview talking about Future's little coins. That's why he's feeling
I don't think that was true. I don't think that was real.
Huh?
I don't think that was real.
No, that interview wasn't real, but.
Yeah, people, like, this is how you know a story's fake, y'all. Like, a lot of times, like, you just look, I know this because I look up BS reports all the time. A lot of the things you have to do, like, just look at the date on them. A lot of the times, it'll be something that's happening right now today. The date on that thing will be 2017.
Right.
And it's like, okay. Or also, just look at the caliber of people who are sharing it on your Facebook timeline. At first, I saw it, and I was like, oh, okay. Then I saw certain people share it, and I'm like, y'all would believe me if I said, like, dinosaurs are outside. Like, y'all would believe that. And if those are the type of people who share these stories. When you see it shared by them.
And then last but not least, if that's the only website that's reporting that story, and it's a website that you have never heard of before in life, and there are no other reports of this story, I would just say judge it. You know, saying be very careful. I'm not saying that new websites can't break stories, because that's against what I'm for. But they don't do it without anyone else corroborating it. You know what I'm saying? So there we go. All right. That's your lesson on busting fake news.
Can I say something really quickly? What before up? We move to the next segment? And this is going to segue right into BS.
CC Headshot.
I've been looking at Dave
East's
discography, and I don't know any of these tunes here. I've never heard of one of them.
Of who? Dave East?
For Dave East?
From Dave East.
Yeah, but look at the people who he's with, though. He has a song with French Montana, a song with Chris Brown. Like, he has songs with top artists, though, so I definitely think that that's why I said he's
CC Hair Shop.
CC Hair Shop, no. He's sung with Jeezy, he's sung with Wiz Khalifa.
So you think he's going?
I've never heard of him.
You think he's going to blow one of these days, right?
He's.
I see it. Top 40 this year.
He reminds me of those rappers that are on Love and Hip Hop. They're always in the studio.
He's a local superstar. You know, like when you're New York, but you're not necessarily national, that's kind of what he is. You know how Fabulous was for a number of years?
Like 10 years.
Well, Fabulous at least had hits, though. I don't know about Davies. Don't got no hits.
Not a one. And that's my point. You out here talking about a country song, a song that the guy made for country. And what's your claim to fame, sis?
Yeah, what is
it? Constructive criticism and constructive defense.
It's time for Dex's BS report.
Thank you guys. Welcome to another edition of Dex's BS report. I'm your host, Dexter Stuckey. Guys, so do you know how we do the BS report? It's two stories that are absolutely true and one story that is plumb false. It's these guys' job to just tell me which two stories are true and what's fake news. All right. So the first story, the gingerbread man. We all know and love him. We've seen him reincarnated in the movie Shrek. Well, there's no such thing as a gingerbread man anymore. From now on, the gingerbread man has to be called gingerbread person for gender neutrality. Story number two, Donald Trump, move over. He's not going to be the only reality star and public figure that becomes president. This Thursday, it is expected for a TV tabloid talk show host, Geraldo Rivera, to announce his bid for the 2020 election.
Is his mustache running with him?
His mustache is definitely running with him. All right, and restaurants in Philadelphia were actually forced to close after they discovered that employees were putting laxatives in their pizza dough. It was specifically a pizza restaurant in Philadelphia.
Can you tell me which pizza restaurant in Philadelphia it was?
No.
Why not?
Because I just feel like it's an easy Google. It's a local mom and pop one, but I don't want to say the name just for legal purposes.
So for the that means that's a lie. So for the first story, what was that first story again?
Gingerbread.
So Who is saying that you can't call a gingerbread man anymore? Is this like a national push? What's happening?
Yeah, like, yes, it's a national push by a company called Co-Ed.
I'm actually, that's true.
Do they hold the rights to the gingerbread man? Like, how can you decide what someone else is called?
I actually read that. Like, I read that earlier in the week, so I'm going to go ahead and say that's true.
Are they over the gingerbread man? Like, you can't just, like, you can't just put something on something you don't own. Who owns the gingerbread man?
They're just going to go ahead and call it the gingerbread. What was the other one, Dave? What was the second one?
Call it.
The second one was Geraldo.
What call it, Bill?
It's the gingerbread. Or, you know, if you identify as multiple, it's the gingerbreads.
Gingy for short.
No, it's going to be called gingerbread person.
Gingy for short. Gingy for short, because that's like Pat. It's universal.
Y'all are so annoying. What's the line? Help me out. Help the people out.
So I'm going with Gingy being true. What was the second one?
The second one was Geraldo Rivera running for president, and then the last one is
Alexis being running for no damn president. He can't, like, no. I think the Geraldo thing is fake.
I think the Geraldo thing is fake too, because I definitely can see that laxative thing happening in Philly. So I'm going with number one is real, number three is real, number two is fake news.
Okay. Wait, Will, you said number two
number
is fake
two
news?
Is absolutely
both
fake.
You need to go say number two is fake.
Okay. Thought I would stump you guys this week, but you guys both are correct. Number two is absolutely fake news. It's not Geraldo that's rumored to be running. It is Joe Biden. Joe Biden is allegedly going to announce his bid for presidency.
Another reality
this
TV
Thursday.
Queen. Like, why'd you put him in the same thing as Geraldo?
I don't know why the Geraldo. I don't know why they came to me, but it just didn't. I just thought it would be kind of believable.
Yeah, Joe is
right. Because that sounds like a stunt that Geraldo Rivera would pull.
Yeah, I thought y'all would believe that before y'all believed the gingerbread thing or the laxative thing. I did. Y'all were hung up on the gingerbread
thing. No, I actually read the gingerbread thing. Like, I read that story. Like, I'm like scrolling. I'm like, what? Don't play with Gingy. Anybody got time?
How you feel about Joe running? I feel like I'm kind of over it.
Elizabeth Warren said that she's throwing out.
Let me tell you something. Elizabeth is coming up, ain't she? She is coming up.
I'm going to Pocahontas, buddy.
Remember, she's the one who started. She kind of started the conversation about the reparations thing too. Like, so I feel like no matter what, I'm winning under her. However, I will say really quickly that it kind of scares me though that she's saying like she's going to have the top percent, like 1 or 2% pay student loans for everybody else. I feel like that's when it becomes a problem, because we work for the top 1 and 2%, and they're going to be like, well, if we're paying your student loans, we don't need to employ you. That's what kind of scares me.
And here's the other thing. I feel like Liz is going to get in there and be like, I said that? How do I remember that?
I mean, or she'll get in and she won't have the votes to pass it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, I mean, the things that she's saying are things that no one else is really saying. So it's kind of like, okay, you can say you're going to do all these like things, you're going to try to do all these things, but it still has to pass legislation, you know?
Yeah. It'll be the wall part two.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Especially if, you know, if we still have split, you know, House and Senate. So who knows if that's even going to work out. But Elizabeth, look, she's coming on strong this year. You know, I like her a lot more than I like Bernie, and Kamala Harris doesn't seem like she's really saying much. So Liz is the only one with strong takes right now.
Kamala Harris is doing a whole bunch of conversing. She's like, we've got to have a conversation.
Yeah, conversation.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Let's get a conversation. Girl, we tired of talking. It's been 400 years of talking.
All right. Time for seats. These is part of the show where we can seat those people who have irritated us through the week, or we can seat one of the panelists on the show. Do you guys have a seat to give out this week?
I can't give
I don't have a seat. Yesterday I went on my honeymoon, of course, not honeymoon, anniversary. And we went to dinner, and we went to a hibachi place. And at the hibachi place, we met a couple, and we were talking to them, whatever like that. And would you believe they paid for our whole damn meal? It was really nice. Like, so I don't have, I'm very grateful. They paid for it. I mean, it was about to be like $85 or whatever like that. The guy just pulled up a couple hundreds after talking to him for about an hour, and he was like, yeah, we're going to take care of your meal tonight. I was like, that.
You know what's funny? No lie, I literally did that the other day, and it is the best feeling to do that for somebody else. Like, I think you guys should try it.
If I had money, I would.
Like, if you're out and you're... Don't make me feel bad. Never mind. I'm not nothing.
I'm just saying, you got the money. If you got the money to do it, then do it. You know what I'm saying? I was in the blessing side. I needed that blessing, and I appreciated it. You know?
Well, Jason was checking his balance. He was like, he texted me. He said, can you cash up me $20?
I'm dead.
Girl, I was transferring that money from that savings account right on over.
He said, damn, that check ain't hit yet. Where my taxes at?
And he pulled out the 200. I was like, thank you, Jesus. What a
The Jason was like, you want me to leave a tip?
You took care of that, too.
My seat is not as pleasant. So today, I'm in the store and I went to go buy Twisted Tees. And the one that they had, the variety pack, and the one that they had, the back of it was ripped. So I go and I get the guy from the counter. I'm like, do you have any other ones? Because the back of this one is ripped. So I felt like it was open. He's like, oh no, this is the only one we have, but nothing's out of it. I can tape it back up for you. I'm like, cool. So we walk back up to the counter, and I've noticed lately that a group of people have like this disease. And I guess the disease is called privilege. Mm-hmm. Where they just think that they could do whatever they want to do. So we walk back up to the counter, and this guy randomly is at the counter now with his stuff like ready to pay for it. And it's like, I'm next over here. So I walk up like thinking like, okay, like it's going to be next. The cashier takes the guy in front of me. And I'm like, my eyes get big. I'm looking like, hello. So then, like, I'm debating with myself, do I say something? Do I leave it alone? So then I go up to the cashier. It's my turn now. And I'm like, you know, you took that guy in front of me when you obviously were still holding my product. Like, you should have let him know that, like, you know, I'm next. The guy was like, he looked at me and he says, oh, yeah, probably. Guys, yeah, like, literally, like, it took everything in me not to punch him in the face. Like, I was so annoyed, and it's just like you just can't win with these people.
Oh my goodness. So you expected him to tell the other person to wait?
Yeah, if that was me, and I work retail too, so if that was me and I walked up and I had somebody's item in my hand and somebody else has already decided to take it upon themselves to be at the register when they weren't called to be there, I would say, oh, I have to finish with this person right here first. Mm-hmm. Like, you're clearly still helping them, and then you just put their stuff down and be like, okay, well, probably.
Yeah, you know, it seems kind of rude to me, but it is what it is, you know. Gotta get over it.
Yeah, like he said, probably should.
All right, that is the show. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Shout out to Ty. Hope he feels better. He's a little under the weather this week, but hopefully he'll be back next week. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast.
He wasn't under the weather.
He wasn't. Sure wasn't. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it is what it is. Taurus season is right now. So shout out to all the fellow Tauruses out there. It's our birthday is coming up. So make sure that you guys plan accordingly.
I thought you said tourists. I'm like, well, where are people going?
Taurus Hive. Shout out to y'all. All right. For Dex, for Bill, for Ty, this has been another edition of Bro Talk Live. My name is Jason. We'll see you guys next week. Shout out to Dex. Check him out on Industry Friends, as well as Patty and the Millennials this week. Shout out to Bill. Check him out in the Church of God in Christ. We'll see you guys next week.
I know it was right.